Gloria Stewart, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Date of birth is July 15th, 1957. This is for date of service, 9-14-2023. Mrs. Stewart is a 66-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 15 years ago in 2008. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and anxiety. Her current hemoglobin A1C is 10.3%. For her diabetes, she is on Tresiba 20 units each evening, and she just started Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly and also on a Novolog sliding scale. For breakfast, she usually eats eggs and toast, and lately she has changed her diet to eat mostly salmon and lean meats and vegetables. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 10.3%. I'm going to recommend continuing the Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter and adjust the Tresiba to 20 units once daily. She may continue the Novolog sliding scale, blood glucose 150 to 200, 3 units, plus 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Next number. I have also prescribed the Dexcom G7. The patient takes insulin injections 4 times per day. She checks her blood glucose 4 times per day. She makes frequent adjustments to her insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Next number for her hypothyroidism, we will check a current lipid panel, continue levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Next number. For her coronary artery disease, continue current therapy and follow up with a cardiologist. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, she's on rosuvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Ibrahim. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.